Yes. What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another Lions In. Woo! Seemed like we've been gone. Hey, back like we never left. You know what I'm talking about? How you feeling, Big Herm?
Man, these allergies, the season, it is the season.
What? Tis the season. Is that why you sound like you on the McDonald's voice box? Like,
bro, I can't breathe out here, man. I need a gas mask.
Man, listen, I'm going to need to get together. Look, first of all, I want to thank everybody for being here, y'all. This is the Lion Den. This is a spot where we focus on leadership, growth, and development with a call to action. From the household to out in the community, can you dig it? Man, yo, so this has been a crazy, crazy month. Just a lot of things going on, and but it's the time for the growth. Peace.
Right.
See, yeah. And so what you think about that, man? You what think about that whole growth process with the den?
I think that, you know what I'm saying, as time goes on, you gotta add something new to it. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I mean, steak is always gonna be good, but why don't you try some new seasoning to it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're right.
It can't be just salt and pepper all the time. Two dark skinned on the show all the time, right?
Wait, say that one more again for those in the back.
I'm just saying, I mean, you see these two dark faces every day, you know what I mean? And it's like, what else can we add to this show?
You're absolutely right, especially for those of you that don't have internet on in color. You can tell that there's a little bit of delusion that's going on. But here's the deal. When he talks about the season, and every once in a while, you got to grab that slap your mama to shake it on up. And so for those of y'all that don't know, we have campaigned for the growth and development of this podcast. And we let y'all know, hey, we were going to have some interviews, right? There was a campaign to bring individuals on, right? To be an addition to this, to the tribe, right? On. And we've done that, man. What you think about about the decisions?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I think in the two people that we picked, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, that we talked to, it was an instant connection, instant vibe. They both bring different things to the table, you know, and I believe different perspective than me and you will bring. So, you know, I think that the audience will gain from it, which is the most important thing, mm-hmm. you know, and to add to the professionalism, leadership, and growth. I know that a lot of times they're going to disagree with me, but everybody can't be right. You know what I mean? So I understand that, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah,
they'll learn as they go. I put it.
They'll learn, right? Hey, yeah, if they don't learn today, they'll learn tomorrow.
What's that? Right.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the first person I want to introduce. Listen, this is going to be good, right? However, I don't want to spoil it. I'm gonna let them introduce themselves. Y'all, give a nice round of applause for Miss Danny in the building. Yes, welcome to the den, ma'am. Let everybody know a little bit about yourself.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm happy to be joining you all. I am Danny Marie. I'm based in Washington State. I've been podcasting for the last 3 years. At some point, I was doing five shows, different shows a week. And so I'm just loving the space that I'm in. I'm also a podcast planner. We can talk more about that offline, but just happy to be joining this team. I am the lady of the show, so I'm happy to bring a different perspective. And thank you guys for allowing me to join you.
Yes, ma'am. Damn. Yes. What'd you think, Herb? What'd you think?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I love the energy. And she, as you could tell, she already comes with a lot of experience. This ain't her first rodeo. So there's something that we'll be able to gain from her. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, vice versa.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yes. What's going on, ma'am? How you doing? All right. Hey, last but not least, let's do this. Y'all give it up for our other lion in the den. Boom. Mr. Perry Jabri. Yeah. Go ahead, bro. Introduce yourself to those that don't know how you do.
You're muted.
See? Already out of line. Go ahead, do the test and test the 1, 2, 1, 2. Or see there. Nope, that ain't it. See? So, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get some a little bit of things out the way. But let's see what you got, Jabri. Let's see there.
Go to your settings and see where your sound is at, your audio. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You can't hear nobody? Unplug it all. Lord have mercy. All right, y'all, check it out. Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead and go offline with him, give him a call, get him together. We'll keep this thing going. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, go hold on 1 second. Let me go ahead and remove him real quick. All right, go ahead, bro.
Hey, so Danny.
Yeah,
so excited to have you on the show. You know, today we're gonna talk about having daughters in this today's generation.
Right.
Because you're on a show with a group of men that has daughters, right?
Right.
And so, you know, I just want to know from your perspective, you know what I'm saying? What do you think a man's role is in raising a daughter?
Well, that was going to be the question I was going to pose to you guys.
Well, yeah, ask me. Go ahead.
I can tell you from my perspective, just to give some context first, is that I've not been raised with a father figure. 37 years old, and my mother and dad separated, although they were married, separated when I was 2. And so it just was not in the cards for me. We rekindled our relationship right when I gave birth to my first son. And so that was extremely important. But then we rekindled in 2020, not even a year after he passed away. And so the whole idea of me even thinking the day after my son's first birthday, the idea of me thinking that we were going to forge this relationship and I was going to have an opportunity for at least my children to meet their grandparents and meet that side of the family, that did not happen. And so on my podcast I had with my mom, that was one of the things that we were having conversations about, like, what is the impact? Did it have any impact? The fact that he was never around. And I never explored those questions until I had my first child. I was going to ask you guys the question.
Man.
What kind of, because you hear gender roles are so different, like everything, right. You have to be politically correct. And I don't even know what the answers are these days. But when it comes to a father raising a daughter, what do you guys think is the responsibility that you guys are taking on?
Jabri, you want to go first?
And Jabri has two older daughters. So while you guys still have children in the house, Jabri is different in that respect that he has much older children. I think one of them are an esthetician, I believe.
Right,
and so he'll have to clarify that. Yeah. So he has older daughters. So he can also add another perspective.
He still got technical difficulties. Well, all right, for me, right?
Sure.
I have a 15-year-old. She just turned 15.
Happy belated.
And my oldest is about to turn 17 years old, right? It's challenging for me because, full disclosure, in the very beginning, you know, me and their mom separated pretty early in their life, right? And being in the military, I only got to see my daughters really just once a year for about 7 years. So that's a long time of just being able to see them once a year. So when they come to see me, you know what I'm saying, most of our time is spent doing something fun. They're on vacation. I'm the fun person, right?
Right.
So towards the end of my career, you know, my ex-wife decided to move close to where I was at so that way I could be a permanent fixture inside my kid's life, right? Now this is where it got crazy for me.
Okay.
Right. Because again, you know what I'm saying? My kids for 7 years only got to know me as the fun dad. You know, we going to the beach doing all this fun stuff. Now, you know, I'm with them for an extended period of time. Now the discipline side of the house is starting to come out. And it was a learning curve for both me and them. Right. It was like because my daughters didn't have no fear of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they don't have no fear of me at all, no matter how mad I get. So it took, you know, I had to realize I didn't want to be yelling or, you know, I didn't want to be doing all this whooping because I didn't want them to get accustomed to a man putting their hands on them or talking to them that way.
Yeah.
But it took a minute, and it also took my wife to help me with that. You know what I'm saying? Because we, you know, from me to my ex-wife to my mom, all of our side of the family is just very quick temper, yell, and crazy like that, right?
Okay.
So it took my wife to, like, you know, calm me down to help me be a better father to him and stuff. So it's been a learning curve for me. You know what I mean? We're in a really good groove now. And I realized that the role that I want my daughters to see me is like the provider, the strong person, the safe place that they can come talk to. You know what I mean? That's how I see it for me and my girls.
Two things.
All right. Give me 1 second real quick. Let's do a test for Jabri real quick. We just tried to finagle something. Can you hear us, Jabri?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can y'all hear? All right, cool. All right, so I'm patching them in with the phone at the same time. So we're going to do all the other preliminary stuff that we should have did after this. But so now, Dan, you can ask him that question because I think he has a perspective as well. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to ask, how would you describe your parenting style?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
untamed gorilla. You know what I mean? I was the untamed. In the beginning, I really was, man. I really was, because I thought, just like I was raised, being yelling, aggression, you know what I'm saying, was the way that you're supposed to get through.
In the beginning. So now, there's like helicopter parent, authoritarian.
Yeah, I'm not authoritarian at all. You know what I mean? I'm very, you know what I'm saying, come talk to me. You know what I mean? My daughters could tell me anything. You know what I mean? And as much as some of the things I hear, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to hear, I don't want them to ever feel like they can't come talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because then they're never going to have nowhere to, they're not going to have a place to go if they can't come talk to me about that stuff.
Yeah. I thought I was a gentle parent, but I still don't know, because I still have that authoritarian side of me too when it comes to raising two boys. That's another different perspective that I come with. So, but yes, go ahead. Who else is next?
Hold on. Look, let me try this real quick, because I want to answer, but I also want to throw this in there. So we have a viewer. Shout out to y'all. Are you teaching your daughters to be wise or independent women? Wow. Yeah.
Neither.
All right.
Can I tell you guys something? Someone else that I know had the same question, and it was more like, is it healthy to raise daughters to be independent women? And I would love to hear your perspectives on that too, just adding a little different touch. Is that actually a healthy perspective? Has that helped us in the long run?
Okay. So so let me try this. Well, first, I'm going to add the first question.
Okay.
All right. So my parenting styles and how having a daughter has changed my life is because, seriously, being a 100% thug, I didn't think I was supposed to have daughters. You dig? Didn't think it was in me, right? Because my heart don't pump no slushy, you see? But all of a sudden, lo and behold, I see this beautiful baby girl. So it was for real, right? That was destined. So therefore, everything that I was doing, I really had to not just look at, but look at twice. Why was I doing this? And look who's talking, and look who's looking. You get what I mean? Because she started, you know, picking up certain mannerisms, not just, you know, from her mother, but also from me. And I'm like, wait a minute. Ooh, I said that, right? I hear where she, you know, get this from. So I had to make sure that my style as far as communicating and parenting was not of, hey, you bet I do this because I'm your daddy. It's, tell me why you did that. You get what I'm saying? So I'm more of a, I inquire how her learning process is and then guide from that perspective. Her birthday's on the 21st of July and she'll be 13 years old. So she's starting to, you know, come into her own way. As a matter of fact, the other day I said, hey baby, what did you do all day today? Underneath her breath, she said, my own business. Oh, so we almost had a problem. Hey, we almost had a problem. You get me? So I said, okay, all right. Mind your own business. No, you're renting your business right now. You don't have a business.
Right.
But when it comes down to how I'm raising her to be a wife or, you know, or an independent woman, at this time, believe it's in stages, if that makes sense. So right now, I want her to understand she's a young lady first, okay? She's a young lady. She's an independent thinker. However, there's also a way that you're supposed to treat individuals. So as she develop and mature, so will the conversations. So what you got, Jabri? Let's try you, bro. You got it? Jabri, you in there? Goodness gracious. Hold on. Did he hang up? He did. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, yeah. He did. I hung up on it by mistake. Let me see. I'm about to get him on there because I know he can get him. What's going on, everybody? Jabri, you there, huh?
Hey, brother DeMarcus.
Yeah, we got you. All right, so it's back to you, brother. What you think?
Yeah, my apologies, everyone. As far as parenting daughters, man, it's been a struggle because, like Herm said, I wasn't always in the house, and so not being in the house, when you come around, you are a great time. You are trips to good restaurants, your trips to out of town, you're going to different places, and you're not really experiencing being a parent. The only thing that you're experiencing is just certain types of emotions, right? And so for me, it didn't allow me to understand depth of what an actual father was. It just gave me opportunity to get to see them happy. And so my complete gratitude goes out to their mom for going through the day-to-day functions and the day-to-day aspects of everything about it. And so for me, when I got my daughter full-time about 4 years ago, what that did for me was it allowed me to understand the ups and downs of parenting, the everydays of parenting. And you know what I mean? Regardless of if you're having a good time on a Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all that stuff counts. And it plays into a factor of, just really understanding what you needed to do. And then having older daughters, it made me realize, like, hey, the cute stuff is fun, right? Being able to hug up on them and love them is really fun. Now it's time to start teaching them about what's really out here and the predators that are out here and the different things that they need to start looking for. And that's a difficult conversation, man. Oh. That's a really difficult conversation because how deep do you really want to go? And depending on their age, you want to make sure that age appropriate, but at the same time, you're letting them, you're removing the veil from all the stuff that you really want to tell them about that will completely scare them. So it was an eye-opening experience for me just having my daughter full time. Yeah. And so I've even in the last 4 years, regardless of how good I thought I was at parenting, I've become a much better parent. I'm a better father. I'm a much better, my listening skills have developed, to a point where you have a certain structure of what you want to do as a parent, but when it comes to a full-time parent, you have to throw that out the window. You have to realize, like, hey, maybe my idea of parenting isn't right. Maybe what I experienced in life doesn't help me develop my daughters into the way that I want them to be. And so you have to throw your humility out of the window, throw your pride and your ego out of the window. Mm-hmm. And you have to realize I'm learning from them just as much as they're learning from me.
Yeah.
And so you get that information and then you go and you make sure that you're telling them the right things to do. At the same time, having girls is an emotional roller coaster, man.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it
you
is.
You can't talk about certain things a certain way.
That's right.
You have to really be careful with how you word things and your energy and having those conversations. So, like I said, it's been an eye-opening experience for me, and I've appreciated it. I've been mad. I've been upset. I've been completely filled in my heart with love, but at the same time, it's a daily journey to try to make sure that I'm teaching them the right thing, right?
Hey, so look, let's do this real quick, Jabri. Hey, so I'm going to read this real quick. And again, hey, shout out to everybody that's watching right now. Whoever this user is, hey, shout out to y'all. At least give us y'all name, because if y'all not following this, you need to. All right. So normally we'll be strictly on YouTube. All right. We're doing this a little different just so y'all can get a little taste of the space. But other than that, you need to be on YouTube. And it says, I teach my daughters to be empowered versus quote unquote independent. Independent sounds like and overcompensation for unresolved trauma for abuse and or mistreatment. Ooh, I get that. So we're going to touch on that in a minute. But here, I want you to do, man, first introduce yourself, because since technical difficulties, people might not know who you are, right? Yeah. And just very quickly about yourself. And then we're going to let you pose a question, not only to us in the den, but also to the audience. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead. Appreciate everybody for their patience with me. I'm Jabri Perry. I'm here in San Antonio, Texas. I'm a retired vet. I have two daughters. They're 22 and 19. And it has been a complete change of everything about that I thought about my life. I love every aspect of raising daughters. But it's a journey, and it's an everyday learning experience for me, and I embrace it at all times.
Right on. So what you got for us, brother? What question you got?
Hey, so for everybody in the panel, I know for me, there are certain benchmarks that I realized, hey, I'm not that great a parent, right? I can do much better as a parent. What are some particular times in your parenting journey that you realize, like, hey, I can do better, or I need to do better, or I promise the next time I'm gonna do better in your parenting journey?
Good question. Go ahead, Danny. What you got?
So I was a great parent when there was only one child, but then having the second one in 2 years apart, I realized balancing the two boys, like I said, I'm not good at this at all. Like, there is no manual. I totally understand everything that everyone told you that it didn't apply in the moment that they told it to you. I get it now. It's coming full circle. So having two back to back, and then having to be ever present doing all of the things at once, because they're very wild, rambunctious, and they can run over you and run around you in circles. I realize I'm not that great.
Big Herm.
I think for me, man, it's just realizing that I can't minimize, you know what I'm saying, what they are going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, that they fall out with a friend or boyfriend or something like that. Something happens, and I'm thinking, you ain't going to remember that, man. You don't even remember them in a couple years. But they are going through it. It's hard on them, and I've got to feel it with them and try to coach them through it, because if they know that I don't really care about it, you know what I'm saying, that I think it's stupid, you know what I'm saying, they're not really going to be ready to listen to me, help them get through this. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So at first, you know, I talked to them like I was minimizing, like, hey, man, y'all, you know, that's stupid. Why are you tripping over that? Realizing, yeah, it's stupid to me, but it's not stupid to them while they're going through it. You know what I mean? Mm. I remember they're little girls, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're going to feel that emotionally. That this just happened to them, but their father that they turned to, you know what I'm saying, just brushed it off, right? So it just happened recently, you know what I'm saying? My daughter's little friend circle broke up, and she's crying in the car as I'm driving her to work. I'm laughing in my head like, this is ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? But now, you know, it's like, hey, you know, what's going on? Everything's going to be okay. You think it's over forever? You know, I'm in the conversation like I'm a teenage girl, you know what I mean? And then a week later, they're all back friends again. I was like, see, I don't want to tell her. See what I told you? This is dumb. But, you know, I was there for her. She appreciated it.
Oh, man. See, oh, man, I love it. I love it, because that's so true. And I'm the same way, man. So to your point, and actually to everyone's point, I find myself falling in all of those categories. And most importantly, I fell short by not truly listening to how I communicate to my daughter, to the point where she said, Daddy, why do you talk like a dictionary? You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, what you mean? Because I read, don't you? Right? Like, we had the conversation. I'm like, listen, Daddy don't use words like slay and yeet. Like, what is a yeet? I don't get it. Right? And all this is a mess. I had to realize, if my daughter wants to talk to me, I need her to, well, she needs me to be able to understand her and vice. And so I can't, to your point, like, minimize or trivialize the verbiage that she used, because it's a part of active listening, essentially. And if this is another part of me, I need to be able to, you know, hear her out, because just like whatever it is that she's got going, of course, we know that it's trivial. However, when we were 12, 13, or whatever the case is, it was earth shattering, you see? So I guess at the same time, being able to sit back, all right, baby, how does that make you feel? You need anything? Or if she want to vent, I'll just vent with her. Like, I know that's right. You know, forget them, ain't about nothing. Yeah, they look funny. You know what I mean? Just to kind of be up in it, you know? But yeah, that's where I fell short at. So yeah, that's a real, real good question. What you got, Big Herb?
So thinking about it, man, thinking about this with girls, and then eventually, I mean, your boys are pretty young, right, Danny? How old are your boys?
Yeah, so I have going on 4 and going on 2.
Okay, so it's going, you know, it's going to be hitting you later on, but right, with them dealing with the opposite sex, right? Uh-oh. My girls are at the age where they got so-called boyfriends or whatever, right? And my daughters picked the lamest boys that they could find to bring in front of me. I'm like, this dude right here is nothing like your player ass daddy. Like, how did this happen? You know what I mean? I don't get this.
That's a good thing.
And I had to realize that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, he's a damn cornball, but he treats my daughter nice. He's ugly as hell, but he treats my daughter nice.
Hopefully he's watching this, dog.
Hey, if you listen, no. You look at your son the same way I do. Stop playing with me. You know what I mean? But anyway, how do y'all deal with that? You know what I'm saying? When you deal with your child dealing with what they want to call a boyfriend or whatever, when they want to start dating, you know what I'm saying? How do you prepare your mind for that? Because it was quite a bit for me at first. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with the boys now. They ride in my car and all that stuff, and everything is cool. But you know, it was pretty much of a shock for me at first.
Well, look, let's go with you, Jabri. What you think, bro?
First of all, that's hilarious. But you really have to kind of get over yourself. I have older daughters, right? And so you see different stuff that's going on, and you see the different boys that they are interested in. And again, I had the same thoughts that Herm did. I'm like, this, you can't be serious. Like you can be all hype. This is what you got. Like, okay. But at the same time, you have to trust in the things that you taught them, right? And so I know what I would have for them. Which is really nobody, right? You don't want anybody. You don't think anybody's capable to capture your daughter's heart. But at the same time, you have to realize they're going through their own life experiences, and what that might be to them is completely different to you. So you kind of got to meet them at their level, and then just keep those lines of communication open. Because for me, it was, all right, I hate this boy. But at the same time, do I want to lose my daughter because I have disdain for this particular individual, right? So you want to make sure that, hey, you slowly but surely let them know I don't really approve of what y'all got going on or who the individual is. But at the same time, you don't want to lose her, because the more you push her and try to push her away from that, you're actually drawing her closer to somebody that you don't appreciate.
So, and so, damn it, man. Hold on, bro. Hold on.
That absolute fact right there.
The facts, yo, hold on. I'm going to give you that and that. So here's the deal,
y'all. Come on with a baby acting like that.
Exactly. And so, look, I'm glad that you said that, but let me bring it back real quick before I give my 2 cents. Look, ladies and gentlemen, it's a reason why we're evolving this team. Right? Because it's not just about it's my way, your way, or her way. How can we pick up from each other and learn? Because we're in different, it was like we're in the same building, just different floors, right? So how can we, everybody is adding to this conversation, and hopefully you guys are getting something from this. I'm going to answer this, and I'll be quick with it. So my daughter, like I said, she's 12. She'll be 13 here pretty soon. One day, minding my own business. See where she get it from. Watching TV, I get a ding dong on the house. So you see, I go and walk, you know, whatever. open up the door, and I see this little funny thing, you know, at the door. I said, what's going on? It's a moan here. And I said, wait, yo. So this is what I did. I look like, yeah, who are you? I'm her boyfriend. What I did was, I said, Herb, I grabbed the door and closed, and I walked off. Right? My wife, she was like, who is that? Hey, look, look, she was like, who is that? I was like, I don't know, some lamb. And I had Simone, I said, no. Yeah, I looked at her. I said, look, you need to handle that. And I went to go sit down. First of all, what you don't do, because I asked your name. You're telling me your name is her boyfriend. You're out of line. You understand? You're totally out of line. Now, like I said, he down here. So, of course, you know, I ain't going to hit him or nothing like that. But I giggled to myself a little bit like, he just don't know. Apparently, my daughter, even though we've had conversations, she didn't put him on game. Like, that's not what you do. You see, so I wasn't mad at my daughter. It's just we had this conversation. You don't have boyfriends. You have friends that happens to be boys and girls. You see what I'm saying? You're not in the dating space right now. But yeah, we had to have that. Yeah, no. But at the same time, we had the conversation. So she understood. It wasn't like, yo, this dude is a cornball, which he is, but don't mess with him. It's like, hey, look, take care of priorities first, and then we're going to grow into that. But let him know he doesn't have titles. You dig what I'm saying? And yeah, so yeah. But Danny, now, did you, as you were growing, okay, as you were growing up and you were, you know, dealing with young
men. I want to respond to the question too.
You're going to respond? Okay, well, there you go. I was about to pose it kind of different, but go ahead. What you got?
Well, my thing is, because I have he's three. And so his situation in school, there was a young girl who was bullying him and punching him in the face all the time. So then how do you teach a young boy how to treat a girl who's bullying you and punching you in the face? So there's a whole different perspective, because do you treat, you know, somebody put their hands on you, you put your hands on them back, or do you kind of coddle the young lady because she's a girl? Is there any difference? So I'm struggling too. I don't know what to teach him. And this is all like, we're talking about stages. And yes. So with my son having that encounter with a young girl, do you teach him? And I know we don't have to go in that direction, but that's it comes to the dynamic of boys and girls.
Yeah. I want to real quick, hey, and I'll give it to you, Herm. Tell me what you think. This is one thing. That stage. Hold on. My fault. Did you hear? I'll be quick.
Go ahead.
These kids, all depend on where they are at, they don't know how, they don't have that emotional intelligence at this time. It's not a boy overpowering and having a testosterone to actually beat up a girl or vice. However, this is about a respect matter.
Right.
And then as they grow, and then their hormones start to develop, hey, you're naturally now stronger than the young lady. And so now you have to be able to navigate through your strength, your physical strength, and your mental and emotional strength. You get what I'm saying? So the conversations change as they develop. What you got, Herm?
Man, for me personally, and I'm not blessed to have a young boy, a son, but I've always believed that boys shouldn't hit girls. You know what I mean? That's what I've always believed, and I stand by that. You know what I mean? So I would tell my first of all, I'm going to talk to the people. I'm like, look, y'all got to do something about this. You know what I'm saying? Because I want my kid to do the right thing. But in order for him to do the right thing, y'all, I pay you guys to protect him. You know what I mean? It just bothers, because I see too much, you know what I'm saying, of boys just hauling off and beating girls down. She touched me. You a boy. You a man. You know what I mean? You'll be okay. That's why God made us stronger. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got to be using all your power to beat a girl down. Now, I do believe you hold on to them or something like that to keep them from hitting you. You know what I mean? But just straight up start decking girls in the face. Now, I'm never going to teach my boy that.
Yeah.
What you think? What you think, Jabri?
Yeah. I don't have boys, right? And so I have nephews. I have three nephews, and teaching them to respect, to honor, and at the same time protect themselves, right? Because what we don't want is voice to be just really subjected to anything that goes on, right? And so for me, it's really about having the foundation of really understanding what women mean to them in their lives. And so I think if we teach those young boys that, hey, overall, yes, you do have respect, but at the same time, what we're not going to do is just allow for anything. And so I was taught that way. I teach my girls the same thing. Hey, this is what you need to expect when it comes from guys. But at the same time, you're not going to put up for anything. You're not going to allow anything. And your presence in any situation deserves respect in all aspects. And so, but yeah, that's really what I teach, you know, my entire family, my entire tribe. It's like, hey, what we're going to do is have a good foundation of understanding what that gender desires, they actually need as far as respect and courtesy. But at the same time, hey, we're going to respect ourselves and not just allow for anything to go on.
Good point.
The thing is, I also teach my daughters that as well, man, that don't put your hands on no boy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't do it. Like my daughter had a bad breakup with a friend of mine's son, right? And the friend, he came up to me about it. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I come to you, we cool and everything, but man, you gotta talk to your daughter. Then he shows me, you know what I'm saying, what my daughter been up to, you know what I'm saying? Had the boy's social media account and posted all kind of crazy stuff about the kid, right? Mm-hmm. Now that could have went bad for my daughter. Right. You know what I mean?
That's
that
right.
Could have went bad. He could have took that a whole nother way, and it could have been bad for her. You know what I mean? But luckily, his father raised him right. You know what I'm saying? To understand that's not the way you handle things, even though he was rightfully hurt behind what my daughter did. Right. You know what I mean? So I had to talk to my daughter and let her know, hey. This, you know what I'm saying? Luckily, he was a level-headed kid, but this could have went wrong for you. The stuff that you posted, it could have went bad. You got to respect people's space. Just because you a girl don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, that gives you a free ticket to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because somebody, right, wrong, or indifferent, might take it out on you in a way that you ain't going to recover from.
That's right. No, I like that. No, that makes sense. So look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to hit this up real quick. Big James, what's going on, boy? He says, boys hit girls at all. I agree. On the flip side, why does society just accept girls putting their hands on boys and then require boys to exercise restraint? Everybody should keep their hands to themselves unless it's a matter of self-defense. Absolutely. Miss Shonda, how you, ma'am? She says, I've had similar issues with my son and I've had to teach him the definition of restraint. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about daughters in today's generation. So this is the question that I want to pose to you all. Okay. Now we can just talk about children in general, right? Do you think that your child is, or do you think that you're doing everything that you can possibly to make sure your child is ready for life? Meaning so that they're not those revolving children. They're back up in your crib up in the age of 35, right? Because they ain't got it together, right? They want to be an influencer. They ain't got no skills or they don't have no emotional intelligence, anything make them cry. You get what I'm saying? But you still want to be able to protect them even from cyberbullying. We didn't have that back then. So how are you raising them to be ready for this generation, even though we did not come from it, if that makes sense? So, Danny, I want to pose that to you and for your sons. How are you doing that?
Yeah, that's a great question because in school, you know, they're taking out school books, textbooks. We have to be cautious of the things that we say. They're being subjected to more things in their TV, technology. So I do kind of worry about my children being raised in this new climate, this society that we are in. But as a single mom, I'm more like everybody is hands on deck when it comes to just household chores, when it comes to even, I know you guys said some things you kind of show them in stages. For me, my kids can get all the information, but relate it to them so that they can digest and understand it at the age that they are now presently. But when it comes to chores, we're doing vacuuming together. We're doing laundry together. We're loading the dishwasher together. We're doing all things together. And then I also, like I said, relay information to them that makes it, we can't do this. Mommy doesn't have the means to do this. Let's go figure out something else that we can go do. Or just kind of always explaining to them why they can't do something or why they need to help or what needs to happen first before they can go and do whatever they want to do. That kind of situation. In terms of climate, like I said, I am nervous and I just try to disseminate information to them, everything that I can share with them at the stage that they're at. That's all I could do for right now for the ages that they are at, 1 and 3.
Boy, you know, I didn't know how to use the washing machine until I joined the Air Force.
Yeah, I've watched my brother.
I didn't know how to use it. I didn't know how to wash my clothes until I joined the Air Force, man.
Shout out to my homegirl Michelle. She showed me how to wash my own clothes.
My girlfriend got on the phone with my mama. Was like, man, what do you show this boy? She don't know how to do nothing. I'm like, hey, that's why.
Shout out to the girlfriend, but she should have known better, but. Yes, women, moms. I watched my mom do that for my brother, like go and clean his room and everything for him. So I refuse to be that mom.
Woo! What you got, Jabri?
So I'm attack this from the perspective of a blended family, and just like Herm, I raised daughters with a co-parent. And first off, shout out to Jazz, right? She hate when I call her that, but that's my girl's mom name. And so I think she did an amazing job. But at the same time, when you do co-parent, what you want to do is ensure that you guys are on the same page and you kind of get out of your own way. You kind of get out of your ego and you try to make sure that it's a solid message from her household to my household. And I'm not gonna lie, I'll be the first person to tell you, I was throwing rocks from to a glass ring, right? Trying to dictate, especially in the beginning, how her household went. I didn't like how certain things were happening. And so I'm trying to say, hey, I don't like that. You should be doing this. But at the same time, who am I to try to dictate what she needs to be doing when we decided not to be together, right? Or I decided to even leave that situation. And so I think the most important part for me was ensuring that, hey, regardless if I like a certain direction that she's going in, I respect her. And the girls see that I respect her and they see that, hey, we're on the same page moving forward. So if something's going on in school and I look up and she calls me and she's like, hey, get your daughter. And I can't sit there and then be like, hey, it's gonna be all right. Come to daddy. Daddy's gonna make it all right. Oh, I have to be like, your mom told me this was going on.
That's right.
What is actually because we have to be in one accord. We have to be on one accord to make sure that, hey, the message that is actually going across is the same each way. So they're not getting anything different from my household, they're not getting anything different from her household. So I think for me, that was the most important thing. So trying to raise girls to be women, because they go through so many emotional roller coasters, right, as young ladies. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out who they are, trying to figure out what they're going to be. And women have 1,000 things running through their minds. So for a lack of experience, I think it's difficult for young ladies to figure that out. So what they need from parents is a consistent, steady process of who we are and who we're going to be and what we're saying and how we say it. And so, like I said, I shout out their mom for continuously keeping it solid, for keeping me updated and informed on everything that they had going on, whether I was overseas, whether I was at Scott. Like I said, I did a great job in being uniformed in a certain sense. So
Good point. What about you, Big Herm?
Well, so that was a tough part for me. Was the co-parenting part in the beginning. And still, you know what I'm saying, still can get tough because we are drastically different. You know what I mean? But she is a great mother. You know what I mean? And you know, we do a great job together. Just sometimes we get our sticking points where I think she's just being a little too hard. Like, you know, sometimes you get buck wild, you know, like you got to calm down on them. They're going to make some mistakes, right? But so for me, I got my ex-wife and I got my wife, you know what I mean? They both are great examples of, you know what I'm saying, what a young lady should aspire to be. You know what I'm saying? Both college graduates and whatnot, both career professional women. And then for me, I always look at, I want you to go to school. School or the Air Force is my mantra for almost anybody, man. You're going to go to school. To include trade school, to include trade, you know what I'm saying? School or the military, you know, because I see too many kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to chill, try to figure it out. And it leads them up to a path that I don't really want for my kids, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, of course, somebody says, you can't physically make them do nothing. I know that, jackass. But what I'm going to try to do is my best, you know what I'm saying, to guide them in that direction, you know what I mean? And that's, you know what I'm saying? They want to go to school, and I'm thankful for that, you know, and we're going to keep pushing for that. But, you know, I'm going to let them know, hey, the Air Force did your dad right and Ford everything that you looking at around here. So
right,
let's do that.
Right. Okay. Well, look, ladies and gentlemen, that's what, you know, this is a real good topic. And hopefully it was something fruitful, you know, for you. Ms. Danny, what you think about today's topic?
Yeah, I loved it. Offers a little bit of perspective for me. Like I said, not being raised with my dad, never had any harsh feelings about the situation, but there is something to explore there because every parent does need both sides, both parents. And so I enjoy the conversation. Again, I'm grateful to be on the platform and learning with you guys as we continue to evolve. So I'm excited. This was a great introductory to what to expect moving forward. So
that's it. Hold on, you muted, bro.
I got one question for Danny real quick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to a group of men that has daughters, even though that you told us that you really wasn't raised with a dad, what advice would you give us, you know what I'm saying, with daughters? We all have daughters ranging in different ranges, Paris being the oldest and Seth being the youngest by a small margin. What advice would you give us as men raising daughters?
Yeah, so I think just keep the lines of communication open, which it sounds like you guys are already doing. That's number one. And two, the things that you can provide are great, but time will supersede all things above what you can provide monetarily for your children, regardless of father, son, mother, daughter. It's just time. And then when you hear them get older, they will express that to you. I just wanted you to be there. I just wanted you to be present. Why didn't you spend enough time? So it's not about the things that you were able to provide, but the time that we missed. I would say those are the two. So just keep an open line of communication and time over everything.
Wow. Well said. Well said. Did she hit it? And
no.
I'm glad she hit that, man, because you see what I'm up to, always, you know, shaking and baking, but it is important to put that in.
Bro, but like I said before, you know, I missed them 7 years, right? And in my mind, you know, because I was giving my ex-wife almost all my check. Like, you know, I wasn't on no traditional child support. I just gave her all the money that I could. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because she was taking care of my kids.
Right.
So I'm thinking, you know, I'm providing, but man, my kids didn't care nothing about that money. All they talked about was the birthdays I missed, the Christmases I missed and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And they would bring it up repeatedly. And my wife would tell me, you need to start talking to them about that. You know what I mean? Because they might be saying that as a joke, but they keep talking about it, meaning something to them. I said, nah, I'm ignoring it so they could talk to their therapist about it later because I ain't dealing with it.
You're so stupid.
Shout out to BetterHelp. Sponsor the show.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to sit there and deal with that. It was done, it's done, damn it. You know what I mean? I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yo, Jabree, man, what you think, man? What you think about today's topic, homie?
Hey, so I'm a big person that believes we don't have enough conversation to really understand each other as men and women. So I appreciate the perspective of each side. Everybody has something to share. And I think that in the big scheme of things, if we kind of understand what other people are going through, it kind of helps us in our journey. It helps us be better parents. It helps us better individuals to be able to be more well-rounded, to be ready for certain situations. Because as parents, I don't care what we've gone through, what we experienced growing up, there's some things that our kids are going through that we've never actually will have gone, or when we hear about it, it kind of shocks us.
Yeah.
And we have to be ready in a sense to make sure that, hey, we have something to give. Whether it's we're lending our ears, trying to communicate and listen to them, or we have solid advice, right? We can't just say, hey, that's stupid and you need to stop thinking about that and let them, and just move on, because they're not trying to hear that. These kids are way more intelligent than we were. They have way more access to information than we ever did. And so they're not just settling for, hey, kids need to be seen and not heard. Like I know for myself, I was like, hey, get out of grown folks' conversations.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was like, all right, cool, I'll do that. These kids nowadays, they're like, no, but I know about that.
Right.
I read about that. I saw that on TikTok. At first, I was like, what is TikTok actually? You know what I mean? Like, y'all just not dancing? Like, what are we doing here? And so we have to ensure that we are meeting them at their level. And I think I've said this before, but as smart as I think I am at times, I have to really realize, like, hey, when I go in a room with a child, I can learn something every single time. I need to make sure that I can learn every single experience that I have with my kids. And so this conversation is just that. It's something that we can experience and we can learn from. And I think, leaving from this, we can actually be better individuals for kids.
Absolutely.
Period.
Yeah. Final word, big Herm.
Yeah, Jabri, man, you hit it on the head that, you know what I'm saying, these kids are growing up in a different world than we did. You know, I mean, cyberbullying, we laugh at that, but it's a real thing. You know what I mean? It's the world that they live in. Touching a little bit on what Jabri said, man, about the kids learning things on TikTok, you got to understand that, yes, they are. They're getting information whether you like it or not. So you need to be there to help them, shape that information that they're getting. A lot of that information can be a very dangerous thing when they have nobody, to really guide them about what they're getting. And you cannot stop them from getting the information these days. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. What I would like to say is the two new hosts, I am very thankful you guys are here. This was a great show, a fun show to do. I hope that the audience was digging it and liked. That's not a stole Seth word. You know what I'm saying? Now he can't say digging it. He says it all the time. You know what I mean? But I hope that y'all got what we were doing and understood what we was bringing, and it's going to make y'all share this, let people know what we have, and we'll see you next week.
That's it. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it is. This is what we do at the Lions Den. Make sure, if you haven't done so already, go to YouTube, go to the Lions Pride Network, okay? Like, follow, and share. I'm telling you, it's about to get ridiculous, because if you haven't realized, we're spreading strategically, right? We got the West Coast, we got Texas, right? That's his own country by them. We got Clarksville, they got two stoplights now. I don't know if y'all know this or not. They got two stoplights, and then we got Illinois and St. Louis area. So y'all, we get it in, but we do appreciate y'all. We're going to be doing this again. As a matter of fact, let us know what you want to hear next. Right on. Later.